This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, Stefan Molyneux. Stefan's great at history. I mean, I myself have read a lot of mainline history books. That's why when you, even mainline history books, when you turn on the news and hear America invented slavery and Europe invented slavery and it's the heart of evil worldwide, you're like, actually, you can say China innovated, the Greeks innovated, the Egyptians innovated. You can say the Chinese innovated massively, so did the Japanese, but that really didn't come over here. They innovated over there, we innovated over here. I mean, the West is where we said, let's treat women good, let's have voting, let's not have slaves. And there were fights for thousands of years over it. But, I mean, here we are today hearing we're the bad guys. And Stefan, you were getting into education and ways to turn this around. I think we're starting to turn the tide, but I think the enemy's going to double down. How do you think they'll double down? Because they seem to be, as you said, digging in instead of realizing that that they can't control everything.
Well, when you're not good at debating, when you're not good at thinking, when you're not good at arguing, you tend to turn towards aggression of one kind or another. It may be outward aggression, like you're just going to throw things at people like eggs or bricks or water bottles. It may be you may set fire to things. It may be more passive aggression, like strikes or blocking streets or whatever. These are not arguments. This is a huge impediment to the forward thrust of a civilized society where we all need to put our best thoughts into the giant arena of ideas and let them tussle out and see which the best ones are. We need to get more choice into the hands of parents when it comes to education, because children are being crippled by the current education system, and that's not hyperbole. Mentally, they are being hobbled. They are being crippled. It's like foot binding, or like when you hobble your slaves. And we can see this outcome. Young people can't think. They can't reason. They chant slogans. They run around topless. They hit people with eggs. They can't think, and we can't have a society.
I've noticed none of them at any rally will ever talk to us. There's always an old communist running and saying, shh, don't talk, who gives them the chance. This is, where are their parents? How is some old dirty communist running all these fools?
Well, I don't know where the parents are, but I can tell you that the teachers aren't going to give them the facts about the state. Teachers are now completely dependent on the security and protection and monopoly provided to them by the state. There's no choice. We wouldn't run our food system in a communist way. We wouldn't run our transportation systems in a communist way. We wouldn't run our water supplies in a communist way. Why on earth are we taking the most important thing, which is the education of youth, and turning it over to an outright Marxist system that we inherited from the Prussians that was entirely designed to produce placid government workers, factory workers, and soldiers? This is the exact opposite.
And by the way, the Prussians admitted that they wanted to produce slaves that enjoyed their servitude.
Yes, and as long as the government controls the education system, it's going to be very, very hard to control the government, because we're like ducklings. We bond with whoever raises us. And if we're raised by the state and minions of the state, we're going to have a loyalty to the state. I don't think it's an accident that one generation after governments took over education, we got World War I.
Well, exactly. For those who don't know about the different Prussian states and things, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Hitler fully adopted the Prussian model. That was one state that basically invented modern psychology, the Hessians, all of it, for mercenaries that were slaves but were proud of it because they're fancy uniforms. And World War II and Hitler was literally possible, and Germans following orders. Germans weren't like that before because of Prussian mind control.
Well, and we know how hungry people are for facts, reason, and evidence, right? I mean, my show has been downloaded and viewed 250 million times. And what I say, similar to what you say, doesn't exactly make people's life easier in the short run, because it sometimes puts them in conflict with the delusions and fantasies of those around them. So even though what we talk about is difficult for people, there's such a giant hunger and thirst for knowledge. And the same occurs for children. Wouldn't it be wonderful if children were as excited to go to school as they are to tune into our shows? What a wonderful world we could have. But we need to bring school choice to the masses, to the parents, in order to weed out the bad teachers, promote the good teachers, and save the world.
I agree. In closing, at 20 seconds, they're coming after the web, but now that Trump's in, that's going to block it big time.
Well, this is one of the reasons that people are a little surprised. Why do you seem to be so Donald Trump? Well, because I like having a job. I love doing what I'm doing. I love talking to the world. And all of that was going to be in threat. I'm in Canada, but a lot of my friends who I work with, like yourself and others, are in the United States. I wanted to watch their back as well. So we wanted to continue this conversation with mankind, which was only possible with Trump in power.
That's right. We're all in this together. And World War III was looming. I mean, that's a fact. We're not just saying that. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A great pleasure.
All right. We got Mr. Bracken, former Navy SEAL expert on what they might call flag. Straight ahead. This is Key Intel. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity,
crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's the key intel from our own analysis, and Bev Harris, the liberal bipartisan top election expert in the country. They tried to steal all the states. They stole 5 states successfully. Total anomalies. Everything going against Trump. 100% of precincts voting against Trump. Impossible total fraud. But he had such landslides in other states, they didn't control all the counties because not everybody's involved in fraud, that they lost. They are in complete panic mode. They intend to steal it. The blue-collar workers, particularly black and Hispanic and white, put him over the top. The demographics are out. Even the Washington Post and even Michael Moore has to admit, no, it wasn't racism. I mean, yeah, obviously there are some white people that are racist. They're called losers, folks. But they're trying to organize all these minorities into racist behavior, and that's the lion's share of it. And it's total liberation theology right out of the Communist Party. Now, I want to explain, Goldman Sachs and others finance this. This is not a communist threat. They used communism as an operating system. That was declassified in the church committees in the 70s. They also declassified that in the late 90s in Russia, that everything that that McCarthy said, Joseph McCarthy, was dead on. Our army had been ordered to prop up the Soviet Union. And it was military telling him that. But that's when they finally brought him down, that there's these robber barons creating authoritarianism so we can then become authoritarian to match it. Trump is right. We should be linking up with Russia to go after the jihadis, to roll them back, because it's the globalists with the jihadis and China teamed up against us. And that's the threat. Folks, we don't get a cyber attack by Russia. We get cyber attack by China every day. They hate our guts. They're taking over all six major studios. China is taking America over. China is the threat. China, to their own people, by the way. I'd love the Chinese people to be free. They're wonderful folks. Now, we're going to go to Matt Bracken until the bottom of the hour, and then we've got, of course, Roger Stone with breaking news joining us. There's so much to get to. They didn't take the special down. When I extended, I tell you I extended. It's not a gimmick. It's supposed to go down yesterday, and then there was some snafus and things. So store-wide free shipping today. Until midnight, it's already programmed on the computer to go off the shopping cart. 30% off the supplements like Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 30% off X2, the Good Halogen, pure deep earth iodine, which so many people are deficient in. The other stuff you don't absorb properly. 30% off DNA Force. Speaking of absorption, methylcobalamin with acetyl cobalamin, I pronounce that adenosyl cobalamin, that actually causes massive absorption. The only way to get better absorption is to get medical grade and inject it. This is basically medical grade. You just don't inject it. But it's the same stuff. It goes under your tongue. That's available. DNA Force is normally $150. It's got like $60 worth of stuff in the bottle. It's $94.47 right now. We also have our new hair, nail, and skin formula that should be $60. It's $19.95. Just the industry marks up everything. We don't do that. Bio-PCA. Because a lot of these great formulas are not expensive. And that's what everybody pushes. They'll take the one ingredient in Bio-PCA, the leading competitors, and sell it for $44. We have more of that in the bottle, and it's got a whole bunch of other ingredients, and it's $19.95. It's about to sell out. Introductory offer. It's normally $29.95. The retail is $39.95, and that's a good deal. It's $19.95. Free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We're about to sell out the red Trump is my president shirt, Legalized Freedom, InfoWars.com on the back. It is important to be out in public with these and to spark conversations, but do it in groups to try to break the intimidation. Just like we do open carry to show that guns aren't illegal, and that's turn the tide of the Second Amendment. We have to do this, but I would not advise us doing this by yourself. And I'll just tell you point blank, in areas where people have been brainwashed, because there are racial attacks happening everywhere. It's bad. Just being led by white graduate student operatives whose only stake in life is not to build a better computer or to have a better job or write a novel or to open up a ski resort or to open up a bed and breakfast or, you know, the great entrepreneurial stuff that made us so wonderful. They want to see power of the state and envision themselves in brown shirt, you know, positions of power. That's why they project onto us and keep saying, we want to take over. I don't want to go to inauguration. I don't want to be the establishment. I want to get the establishment out and get our republic back. The globalists are our establishment. I want Americanism, not globalism. I've got more stuff than I could ever deal with, more cool people inviting me places, more family things to do than I could ever do. I'm not seeking to be fulfilled like the Hollywood scum George Clooney. I am fulfilled. Now, we are joined, ladies and gentlemen, by a individual that has absolutely been standing up against tyranny. Let's put his website up on screen for folks because it's so important. Matt Bracken's website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. He's written a bunch of novels, so he can say things in novels you can't say in books. And he's been popping in for a little 20-minute, 30-minute interviews with us as of late. He was with us right before the election. He's now here with us. Hundreds of buses in Austin, hundreds in Chicago, other areas, paid for by the Democrats. We've confirmed this. Trump's people have said stop it. But meanwhile, the media on 60 Minutes say it's Trump's fault. So Matt Bracken, we've got 66 days till he's in. I wouldn't put it past the globalists who are absolutely on their heels, knowing their psychology, to set off a nuke at his inauguration, to start a war in 66 days. They're trying to plunge the market, but folks are rushing in and propping it up. The citizens are. It's beautiful. It's such an amazing time to be alive. They're trying to activate civil war. They have all their leaders, from Katy Perry to Hollywood directors, saying it's time for violence, overthrow, kill, 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 kill people that look like Trump, kill blonde hair, blue eyes. I mean, and the media is the same media, hasn't learned. They're there supporting it and saying it's a good thing. So I'm not an authoritarian, but when foreign outside groups are in your country openly trying to finance the killing of blonde hair, blue eyed people, I guess because that's what Trump looks like, the raping of his wife and all of this, there's got to be some point where we're not intimidated by all their calls calling us authoritarian, and it's time to go ahead and have the grand juries indict these people. I mean, we're in danger. And so they're trying to cause a shooting war. We need to arrest these people.
If we make it to January 20th and Trump is, you know, inaugurated, then he can fire all of these corrupt Democrat operatives posing as attorneys general in the DOJ, which he needs to do. I listened very carefully to your interview with Stefan, and that's another thing that they have to do. They have to take the broom to the stables, along with draining the swamp. They've got to broom out the stables and get rid of these corrupt attorneys general and U.S. attorneys. The media obviously is a complete, just an integral part of this machine. They're not covering the buses that are, you know, the Soros DNC buses that are bringing in these fake paid protesters. The lady on 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl, she acted surprised. What do you mean by paid protesters? What could that possibly be? If, as I put it, if the media, American Pravda, the main networks and the main newspapers, if they at this point refuse to cover the busing in of these protesters, then they're part of it. They're just the propaganda arm of this destabilization campaign. The advantage we have now is that we do have new media, Breitbart, Drudge, et cetera, InfoWars, and they're not going to be able to stop that in the next 90 days. But remember now, the Electoral College doesn't vote until December 19th. If Donald Trump's airplane, for example, was taken out, I wrote an essay for InfoWars a couple weeks ago about that, one of my biggest fears. It'd be very, very easy to smuggle a battery pack onto that airplane. Just stick it into some cameraman's bag and take down that airplane. If Donald Trump is not alive on December 19th, then Governor Pence does not automatically become president. It goes to the Electoral College and it's a free for all. So as part of this completely desperate destabilization campaign, I fear very much for Donald Trump's life in the next month. Along with the airplane, I'm very worried about some lunatic being sent out or instigated by these Kramer-type operatives. I wrote an essay called Professor Raoul X about how easy it is to manipulate people into becoming a weaponized assassin. Very easy to do.
Well, they admit in WikiLeaks they go out and find mentally ill street people, wind them up, give them drugs, money, you name it, and promise them more drugs if they go attack somebody. I mean, they're running really dirty ops.
Right in Bob Kramer's office, you know, kudos to Mr. O'Keefe and Project Veritas. Right over Bob Kramer's shoulder in the office are these very stylistic black and yellow posters that he was so proud of that he had in his office. They are the exact printer, the exact probably the exact printing press that are being passed out at these so-called spontaneous rallies. I've seen these black and yellow posters. These are Bob Kramer, DNC, George Soros posters. And I've got to tell the media, you know, you are putting yourself on the firing line by being willing accomplices of this destabilization.
That's right. They put themselves not just as propagandists. They're engaged in literal collaborator attempt almost by the U.S.
They are collaborators.
I mean, if this gets bloody, we're going to win the Civil War. And I'm sorry, they're going to have to be held accountable. They're going to have to go to prison.
As long as they're calling themselves reporters, if ordinary citizens can go out and film 100 buses lined up bringing in protesters and can find the Craigslist ads promising, you know, $15 to $20 an hour to be a professional protester. If 60 Minutes can't find this out, Leslie Stahl, then shame on you for calling yourself a reporter. You're just a stooge. You're just a hack and a stooge. You might as well have a Stasi badge behind your CBS badge. But the other thing that in my biggest fear, I need to cover this in the time we've got. When I see these crowds protesting, quote unquote, and they're blocking highways, which you mentioned. Blocking a highway is not a peaceful protest. Blocking a highway is a violent act.
It's a blockade.
Some, if somebody is on the way to the hospital, if somebody's having a heart attack or about to have a baby, or they're going to get fired because they've been told if they're late again, they're going
to
be fired.
What if I got to pick my kids up from school? What if I'm going to get somebody in an airplane? You know, not just people dying. It is a horrible impedance to the general public. You are literally blocking my life.
Well, now I'm going to go from make a little bit of a jump here, a little mental jump here. At the same time, we're seeing obvious false flags that are just at the propaganda level with people drawing swastikas and Trump, things like that. Now, no Trump fan is going to draw a swastika. So for CBS to take these at face value, these instigator false flag propaganda ops, and take them as false flags, and we've seen over the last 20 years, 99.9% of the nooses found on campus or, you know, things of that nature.
I was about to say, Matt, I've never seen it where it wasn't a false flag. It almost all. When has it not been fake?
So the media is completely in their stooge, accomplice, collaborator mode when they treat these obvious false flag ops as Trump instigate or as Trump led violence or Trump led bullying. So here's where we're going to see the jump. When we have a highway blocked and there's, you know, a few thousand people across a freeway and you see these helicopter shots, or when they're in downtown and you see them from high building angle shots. You know, my first novel actually starts with a shooting into a stadium, that's the first page, a mass shooting into a stadium, completely a false flag op, blamed on right-wing militia types. Well, I think that's something like that is going to happen.
I totally agree. The season is for them to stage something and claim that we're attacking. They're putting these crowds out right now, as you said before the election. They'll put crowds in the speech, out in the streets, have them attacked, and then blame it on us to create this mass guilt. That's why Trump's got to get out ahead of this, saying, you're putting these crowds out there causing violence. It's going to be your fault if something bad happens. Because
I'm very worried that somebody on top of a building, we saw the guy in the Dallas cop shooter was one of these Professor Raoul X types.
Former military.
He was the tool. He was so deranged that he actually traveled to Dallas to do that shooting. So when you get people that aren't even homegrown, you know, native to that
state. Same thing happened in Louisiana. So let me expand on that. What is the calculus? Because Hillary had polls saying police are unpopular. Well, the polls are police brutality is unpopular in those particular cases. And there are some bad cops, but it's taken out of context to be projected as a destabilization. Fact, not our opinion. So what is the calculus? He overthrew Ukraine that started in anti-police rallies. So he was successful. Same thing happened in some Middle Eastern countries. But now that it's backfired on them, what is the calculus around the same go out and shoot the cop op when all that did was wake the police up to the New World Order and do our job for us?
I don't think it's going to be shoot the cop next time. I think that some deranged left winger is going to do a false flag op.
No. I agree that's going on. But they're still pushing attack the police narratives. I'm saying, what was the thought to do that?
Anarchy, just to you know, make the police at the same time more twitchy about being shot and more afraid to draw their weapon. You know,
they just want to put the cops into a bunker mentality. They want to put the cops into a bunker mentality so the communists take over the streets.
Correct. But the big operation that I see as almost inevitable is going to be somebody on a highway overpass or from a tall building downtown is going to shoot into one of these left-wing protesters.
UT Tower style.
It's going to and you can't miss. I mean, when you've got just a mob of people, you don't have to aim. You can practically close your eyes and just dump a magazine or two, throw the rifle over the side of the parking garage, and then be on your way. Of course, it'll be leave a little bit of right-wing literature, something like that. But it's going to be blamed no matter how.
They're going to leave Trump literature, InfoWars literature, and Nazi literature. You can see it now.
Right. And no matter how patently obvious the false flag is, the American Pravda of collaborator media will play it completely straight. You know, they've got their Stasi badge behind their CBS badge, like we saw in 60 Minutes. Absolutely going after.
So how do we counter that? Wow. Let folks know that's the next move. So if it happens, we have cameras on the ground that instantly start filming. And that's one thing that's held them up in clear false flags is because they know we've got eyes and ears everywhere.
But it's going to be too tempting from a distant highway overpass or from a downtown building at a demonstration. It's just going to be too tempting. Remember, both the left and certain Islamic groups very famously are willing to drop mortar rounds onto their own people if they can blame it on the enemy.
Well, that's right. The Wahhabists are very famous in Syria doing false flags, even nerve gassing a mixed Sunni-Shiite area. They got caught to, quote, try to trigger the crossing of the red line.
And they even, for that matter, they don't even think that they're hurting the people that they kill, because in their warped minds, the people that they kill are going to go to heaven as martyrs anyway. So you're just doing them a favor, getting them off of their earthly troubles a little bit early, sending them to paradise ahead of schedule. So the left is the same way. They'll absolutely be willing to spray a couple magazines, you know, just straight into a protest group, blame it on right wingers. You know, it'll be some AK-47 or AR-15. Right-wing literature.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a Bushmaster. It'll be a Bushmaster, the very company they're suing. So how do we counter this, and what are some of the other false flags?
Getting out ahead of it right here, just letting them know that we won't buy it, that even if they, inside of their left-wing media echo chamber, you know, their little, facing mirror walls, they're just, everywhere they look, they see each other smiling back. That's why they couldn't understand how Trump could win. They were inside of such a bubble. Well, we need to let them know that, folks, your bubble is over. The new media kicked your ass last Tuesday. The new media just slapped you up and down. Sure.
That's my next question. What are they thinking in the boardrooms? Because they really thought she was going to win, even if she had to steal it. Their steal failed. It was such a tsunami. That's got to let them know that, again, they don't have air superiority in the media. It's very dangerous for them to pull a false flag when no one's going to buy it.
But the problem now is they've unleashed a dragon. It's not that so much that I'm concerned that some Bob Cramer type that we don't know yet, who's in the department of even dirtier wet ops, that's going to actually wind up some little automaton and send him out. They're sending the automatons out with the media message that Trump is Hitler, Trump is leading to World War III. You know, the obvious conclusion to a weak mind is, if we want to avoid Hitler in World War III, somebody has to kill Trump.
And their message is everywhere. By CNN, by Time Magazine, by Newsweek, by the New York Times, by the LA Times, by Hollywood directors, kill Trump, kill a supporter, civil war, Katy Perry, kill, civil war, murder, revolution. I mean, this is, if I was saying, because it's not free speech, folks, if you say kill, murder, civil war, it's a call to sedition against an elected government. I mean, folks, I mean, Trump needs to start coming out and telling Katy Perry and people, you're going to be held accountable, little lady.
Yes, and remember that one lunatic came all the way from England, tried to steal a cop's pistol just to take a shot at Trump at a rally a couple months ago.
Yeah, so we're all congratulating ourselves right now. But Matt Bracken, that's what I've been saying day one. We can't be too euphoric, because they're not going to let us take Western civilization back without fighting.
No, they won't. And the drone army is already unleashed. You know, when you've got people holding up rape Melania signs, and then they broadcast that on national news, a little test, but they're telling all of their loose cannons, their addle-brained, potential future assassins, they're telling them, you will be a hero to at least half of the country if you sacrifice yourself for the greater cause of killing Donald Trump. It's either going to be a bomb on the airplane. It's going to be somebody getting lucky with a pistol up close. And I know the Secret Service is absolutely on their toes, but they can't be perfect. I mean, they need to be, but they can't be. But my bigger fear, because let's face it, the Secret Service, at least nobody's going to get a rifle within, 1,000 yards of the president. Not likely. Very difficult. But it is so easy now for somebody to go up in a parking garage, dump a magazine or two or three down into a crowd, throw the rifle over, leave some Trump literature, and then run away. Hit the elevator, you're off in a car. By the time that the smoke clears, the bodies are collected, the next morning, or actually from that minute on, mainstream media, American Pravda, is going to be calling it a Trump, militia massacre. Absolutely. That's my biggest fear. That's going to happen probably in the next 3 months, something like that.
Well, these people are out of their minds, because we just beat them in this election. We're going to beat them in this. If they're dumb enough to do this, it may accelerate their downfall. Matt, I should have you back soon to talk about what do we do in the aftermath of them pulling this.
Just remember, he has to be elected by the Electoral College. Doesn't happen until December 19th. If he's not alive to take the election on December 19th, it goes to the Electoral College. It's a free-for-all.
Sure. Won't that blow up in their face, though, and make him a martyr?
I think so, but I think that at this point they're desperate, like cornered rats and weasels. They're very desperate.
I agree, Matt Bracken, and they're so delusional is the problem.
And delusional.
Yeah, that's a dangerous combination. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Thank you so much. Please come back on again later this week as things develop for a full hour to take phone calls from listeners and really flesh things out. Thank you so much for your great insight. Well, I tell you, that guy is dead on. We got to be really, really vigilant right now. Stay with us. Roger Stone coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
They're in full panic mode. The Republic is rising.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Kim Jong-il died in 2011. The nation wept. North Korea. Mind control, state worship, starving population loving their God. In America, the left is under the same control, worshiping another goblin-like creature. Hillary Clinton loses the 2016 election. They weep in pain. Europe and others ask, what's wrong with these people?
If it isn't Hillary in November, does your act change? Does your outlook
My
change?
My act will change because I'll need to learn to speak Spanish because I will move to Spain.
Also reserving my my ticket to get out of here if he wins.
If that motherfucker becomes president, I move my black ass to South Africa.
Listen, if he wins, he won't have to worry about immigration. We'll all go back.
I know everyone's always idly threatening this, but I'm 100% moving to Canada. I love Canada, and there's an area in Vancouver that I find beautiful and appealing, and I can conduct business.
Please leave. Please, Gloria Steinem. It's all leaderless women.
Beyond my comprehension.
Worship the state. Hitler said it.
It's too crazy.
First you get the women.
President Donald Trump. That's not going to happen.
First you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. They target women. They destroy the family. They're totally desperate. And then they sit there and tell them the state is your God. I'm looking at InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com right now. Trump will have broad power to crack down on immigration. Mexico scrambles. Sanctuary City showdown. Bills have now been introduced in the House and Senate by Trump surrogates, even ahead of him taking office in 66 days, to remove federal funding from sanctuary cities. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Let me pull the numbers up. I tweeted it this morning. We can show the real Alex Jones up on Twitter. You can also just pull it up from my actual feed itself, and it is amazing to see this. Let me give you the numbers. Under President Obama, Democrats have lost 900-plus state legislature seats, 900-plus, 12 governors, 69 House seats, 13 Senate seats. That's some legacy. Isn't that just special? And as I've said, a majority of Americans, including white Americans, voted for Obama to prove they weren't racist. We voted for Trump to prove we aren't stupid. And there's something going on now where they go misrepresent what he said he would do. They use their old lies and say, he's not going to deport everybody in the country that's Mexican. Never said that. He said, if you get caught and you're a felon and you've committed a crime, you're going to be deported immediately. No games. We're going to make it easier for people that don't have criminal records and good to actually get documented so you're not a permanent underclass. The Democrats want you as a permanent underclass, but oh, let's not actually go with what he said. Sir, they're not, sir, you can't let in all the refugees. Well, I thought they're Christian. No, sir, they're mainly jihadis that invaded. They're not vetting them. They're not even checking their IDs. Well, you got to stop all of it till you have that. It might take a week or two, but that's insane. He wants to deport all Muslims. He doesn't want one Muslim to come in. So now they've got this paradox where they're misrepresenting what Trump ever said and now saying he flip-flop on it when he didn't. The only real issue is Rince Priebus. But the bigger question to that is that where you keep your enemies close? He knows where, how to run things. I mean, he knows who the people are to get his will done. Then Stephen Bannon is basically above him as the chief counselor. The media is saying they're dual, but what I read out of this is he's on top of him. The guy that obviously knows the inside baseball, I know a little bit, talked to Trump. I mean, the media is starting to freak out about this. Like, he won't talk to us, but he calls Alex Jones up to thank him. I think that's more of the bona fides of Trump. I wouldn't care if Obama or George W. called me. I would have liked Ronald Reagan if I was around when I was around there, but young, I would call me. But we're doing our part then, fighting communists, though the family was. But just looking at this, I mean, it's so cool that he's so real. And the word is working 20 hours a day from 6 a.m. to like 2 in the morning. No one's, this guy's like Superman. And I'm not just saying that. You know, they call Kim Jong-un, who can hardly walk, Superman. Never built anything, never did anything. With Trump, no one's ever broken the record he's done. No one's ever defeated an enemy like this. No one has ever had the stamina like this. Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com, who I want to announce, is going to be doing 1 hour a week with us. In fact, Wednesday, he's doing the fourth hour of the broadcast. And then in the new year, I'm inviting him. He wants to go 5 days a week or once a week. We start adding a few more shows here to the broadcast, along with the GCN show he does on Saturday mornings, Stone Cold Truth, StoneColdTruth.com. So it's great to have him here with us. Now, I've already thrown a lot of points out there. And we haven't pre-interviewed this. We haven't talked since yesterday. But a lot has happened, obviously. You're now not in New York. You're back in Florida at your home there. But you obviously spent a lot of time with Trump. We can't really get into all that because then those meetings stop if you talk about it. My talk with him was not off the record, but I'm still not going to even get into it. It was pretty interesting. I'll just say that. But, wow, Roger Stone, a new world. We really should be celebrating They're not going to get the Supreme Court now. The globalists are in trouble. The TPP is dead officially, they're now saying. Trump is now looking to kill the carbon tax. So Kerry is racing to try to block that. Trump is already delivering like no president's ever done less than 1 week into being president-elect. He's still 66 days out. Roger Stone.
Well, and Alex, the president of Mexico, the president of, I guess he's actually a premier of Canada, have both announced their willingness to renegotiate NAFTA. That's what strong leadership can do. I'm very optimistic, and I'm still very excited about this new American revolution. Watching the losers on the left protesting here in my hometown of Fort Lauderdale last night, carrying signs I see on TV that say "Rape Melania." This is deeply disturbing, but it's not going to change the fact that we're going to have an orderly transition to a new government, and that new government is going to lead America in an entirely different direction.
Let's talk about the last 6 days, where you see this going, Trump's spirits, your gut level on how much he's going to be able to deliver. I mean, obviously, we need to work on who he appoints, who's in the administration right now. We need to obviously protect the president to be able to get his agenda through. I understand, though, he needs to know people that know how the D.C. system works just to have them carry out his will. So what do you make of this dual appointment, basically, of two chiefs of staff?
Well, look, it's no secret that I was opposed to the appointment of Reince Priebus, but I'm going to give the president-elect the benefit of the doubt. He is a shrewd judge of people. He's always been a good judge of talent. And perhaps he can now use Reince Priebus to his will. My entire objection is not that Priebus isn't a nice fellow. I'm sure that he is. It's not that he did a bad job at the RNC. I think he did a pretty good job in this election. My only reservation was the fact that his political birthright is Paul Ryan, that he is a Paul Ryan protege and acolyte. And I always felt strongly that the chief of staff needs to be 100% loyal to the president. Now, I'm not going to prejudge Priebus. A lot of my friends on the right are unhappy today, but the rebellion that many of them promised has not materialized, and I think that's a good thing. Until I see Reince Priebus doing something that is contrary to the policies of Donald Trump, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
And let me throw this out here. When I've seen patterns with Trump, like I predicted last Friday, Trump will announce that he's going to be at Trump Tower a lot of the time and not the White House, just to break with the Washington establishment. It's not a safe facility. It's got spies all over it. His places are nicer. I predict he won't have vacations, but working vacations at his different mansions and things, just to, you know, remove himself from that structure, that he would ignore the press club. He was doing it as I was speaking. I also, you know, think that what I've seen is he'll use somebody that's backstabbing, but that he needs to get what he wants done until the minute they do something wrong, and then throw them overboard like Chris Christie. And so I think that Priebus, I'm making a gut level prediction that by May of next year, Reince Priebus is gone.
Well, it remains to be seen. I am very happy about the appointment of Steve Bannon for a number of reasons. Bannon understands the Trump coalition. He understands who the good guys are and the bad guys are. He's got a good historical reference so that when neocons show up now and say, "Oh, I was with you the whole time," he knows otherwise. Steve understands the new media, and I think that may be the most important point of all. You see, the old media is dead. You know this, Alex. CBS, NBC, ABC, you know, go ahead and throw the sheet over their face because it's done. Cable's next.
I want to elaborate on that and talk about the future the way you see it, but let's take Bannon. It's a guy, I've got his cell phone number. I can call him and talk to him. I haven't even called him because I know he's so busy, but I mean, you've told me I probably need to. But the point is, that's how outside I am. I actually want to stay outside. But this is a real guy who's anti-New World Order. And when he took over Breitbart, you know, rest in peace, Andrew, got even more hardcore now and is anti-New World Order and helped the president win with a message they admit is basically InfoWars. Well, it's not InfoWars. It's the reality. And they understand that. And so that's got to scare the system that the chief advisor to the president of the United States, number 45, is basically an older naval veteran, broker, media icon, expert, Alex Jones. I mean, that's got to really upset them.
Well, and I think his most important issue on a personal basis is immigration. So does anyone think that Donald Trump is not going to keep his pledge to seal our borders and to get a system that allows us to vet people who wish to come here with Steve Bannon at his right hand? He's not. So I think that Bannon in many ways becomes the keeper of the Trump flame. He becomes the historical go-to guy in terms of remembering who helped elect Donald Trump and who did not. I'm very, very happy about Bannon.
Sure, and Rince Priebus then becomes just the navigator for now because he knows these waters.
Well, he hopefully keeps the trains running on time. The chief of staff job is a functionary. That's a mechanical job. The chief of staff doesn't need to have a philosophy or an opinion even, or a strategy for that matter. He's an implementer. Donald Trump is his own best strategist. I think Bannon can help him enormously. So this is going to be a very dynamic presidency. The other thing I learned in the short period of time that I spoke to the president-elect is that the mainstream media is full of reports supposedly emanating from the transition that this one's under consideration, that one's under consideration. The New York Times actually published a list. Alex, it was amazing. Nobody on the New York Times list is actually under consideration, best as I could tell. So what you see here is the phenomena of people leaking their own names to try to get into the hunt, get a little notoriety while they're at it, get their 15 minutes, and hopefully shoot their way onto the list. The one thing the president-elect told me when I asked him, how's the transition going? He said, well, I guess they're over there making their lists, but then I'm going to have my own list. I'm going to leave it at that. But Donald Trump has a keen sense of who was for him and who was not. He has a keen sense of who will carry out his plans and his goals and who will not. And he is, above all, a doer. He's a guy who gets
sure.
things done.
Well, he told me that our talk was not off the record, and it's just surreal to be talking to the president-elect of the United States, who is a patriot. But he did want to thank the listeners. He wanted to obviously thank me and say keep it up. It's just amazing. Because they're obviously, he's aware of the numbers from Bannon that we did have. I'm sorry, it was 85 million people in 1 week. Just watch the videos on our platforms. 85 million, not just counting terrestrial radio. We're now up to 240 affiliates. We gained 10 more in the last week. These are big stations. The meteoric rise of InfoWars just shows that we weren't coming up with our own cosmology or political idea. We were bringing back Americana. We were telling the story of how we got taken over. The military and police and public listened. And now... the responsibility we have, I mean, I cannot believe at 42, and I'm asking you advice, Roger, what I'm supposed to do sitting here with undoubtedly a bigger show than Rush Limbaugh now overall, because we don't just hit old folks, we hit young people, you name it. I mean, we now are the voice of populism and libertarian conservatism in this country, and I'm not calling up asking for anything. I'm not, you're not, I know, not asking for anything. We're not asking for jobs, anything. We want lower taxes, our country back. We want to vet who comes in. So there's all these arrogant people filled with leftist hate. And the problem is the left's filling all the new immigrants full of hate. And so we've got to somehow reverse all that. But, I mean, what should you and I be doing here at this crossroads, our listeners be doing? Because I don't want to be lobbying Trump for what I want. All I said is please cut our taxes and, you know, follow through. And he said, well, don't worry. I'm doing as hard as I can, working, you know, 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day. But I just – it's surreal. I don't know how to describe it.
But I think the answer, Alex, is we have to rally people behind the Trump reform agenda. That is going to be a Herculean task in itself. There's a couple flashpoint issues here that I think are going to be important. First and foremost is the question of the prosecution of the Clintons. Now, I know how Washington works. I worked for three presidents. I lived there for 30 years, 25 years.
We'll cover your ass in 4 to 8 years if you cover ours.
Right. So it's this comity is now coming up. Enormous mistake. The president will break faith with his supporters if he does not put the Clintons' misdeeds in front of a grand jury. Now, Mayor Giuliani was right the other day when he said this isn't a decision for the president. It's a decision for the judicial process.
By the way, what's happened to Giuliani? He did a lot of stuff in the past I didn't like. Now he's just gold. Everything he's doing, he sounds like Napolitano or something now.
Well, he's certainly right on this issue. I am not one of those who thinks that just because the election's over that the Clintons should escape punishment for their multiple crimes. These are not small crimes. These are multi-million dollar crimes. In some cases, I think they include treason and things that are even worse. So I do think we have to keep the administration's feet to the fire on this question of prosecuting the Clintons.
I agree. What about Supreme Court? What about Judge Andrew Napolitano?
Look, I have no concerns about Donald Trump. He's going to put solid conservatives on the Supreme Court. He's already released the list. He said he would choose from that list. He obviously could have broader latitude. I would love to see Andrew Napolitano on the Supreme Court or in any position of responsibility in this administration because he's just a great constitutional mind.
We've got a minute to break. Other topics.
Well, you know, Alex, it's kind of nice to get home and put your feet up a little bit, get reacquainted with my family. I have decided to write a book. It's entitled The Making of a President, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution and Proved the Media Wrong. And it will be out by Inauguration Day next year.
Wow, so it'll be out in 66 days.
It is in itself a Herculean task. It's a lot of writing, but I want to tell the inside story, still staying within the bounds of confidentiality, but a real political analysis of how this election was won and how Trump, the man, I think, won this despite his campaign in some senses because of his own capability as a communicator.
His own instincts. I think it was his instincts and everything and his energy. And, well, I tell you, he's the man to deliver us out of this new world order. I tell you, he's a modern-day Moses if he delivers, and I think he is the real deal. I'm Alex Jones. Final segment with Roger Stone, and we've got another great host taking over. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
By the way, the guns went silent right after the election. No more Media Matters attacks, no more MSNBC attacks, CNN attacks that I was having every day. It really don't matter because they have no audience. I mean, almost does nothing. But now, hundreds of newspapers, they came, he just mentioned it, said, oh, I'll Google Alex Jones. Huffington Post, Fox News, New York Daily News, Mediaite, highly cited, in-depth. I mean, it says hundreds when you click it. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones says Donald Trump called to thank him. Well, it's nice he did that, but see, it's going to be like isolating, telling, don't be with the conspiracy people. Well, that's folks that don't believe mainstream media. That's his base. So, and then some say, oh, is it even true? They're so delusional, they don't get. We brought Donald Trump to a great extent to the party. We built the movement for him to then come and take over with his great leadership. He knows that. You go to the rallies, a third of the folks are wearing our T-shirts, and Trump knows that. I mean, the media doesn't get it. We don't need you. So it's this is bona fide showing how good Trump is. What's your comments on this, Roger?
No, I don't understand this concept of because you appear on someone's show, that means that you and he must be in lockstep agreement on every issue. Alex, you and I are good friends. We don't agree on everything. We agree on a lot of things. We probably agree on the big things. But this idea that he can't appear here because of any position or view that other people who've been on the show have taken, what kind of liberal nonsense is this? When he goes on with Wolf Blitzer, does that mean he and Wolf agree on everything? It's insulting is what it is.
Well, to me, it shows the clash that we know full well most of the campaign folks, other than Bannon, who's for him coming on, say, don't be involved with Alex Jones. I mean, and then you walk out there, their whole message and the speeches Trump and Bannon are writing are just central InfoWars. Everyone already knows it. The listeners already know it. The numbers already know it. 85, I told Trump last Friday, 75. They actually correct me. It's 86, or almost 86 million people in 1 week that tune into our streams. And I'm not bragging, but how does the mainstream media deal with that when they're dead? They don't even have a million viewers on their average show. They're a joke.
Well, it's interesting, Alex, that the New York Times, the Washington Post, even your local hometown paper there, the Statesman, I think they're finally catching on to the fact that you are outpacing the cable networks by a long shot, and that this is the future of media. As long as the internet is never censored, i.e. closed down, this is where it's at. This is the free exchange of ideas that has made the new American Revolution possible.
Well, it's amazing. I want to hold you five more minutes to get into other topics. A few of the questions I've got, I always ask this question. What else is on your big board? What else are you looking at right now? Let's cover that next segment. What are you really concerned about the next 66 days till inauguration? I'm worried they're going to try to kill this hero.
Well, my greatest concern, of course, is the boarding party from the neocons and the regulars. And you see this going on every day. Non-Trump Republicans floating their name for high-level, august positions in the administration. I was in the Reagan transition. I was handling Interior Department matters. I saw this firsthand of the people who were never for Reagan, who played no role in his election, showing up with their hands out immediately after he won.
In fact, a lot of them are backstabbers, so we need Trump to understand. We want a new party. We want the old blue bloods out.
I just want Trump loyalists in. That will preclude the Blue Bloods and the Country Club Republicans right there. In other words, we don't owe John Bolton anything. I like John Bolton. Nice fella. We just don't owe him anything.
And plus, his mustache is the most hilarious thing ever.
It is up there.
I mean, you really can't have a Muppet for the, I mean, come on. For what, Secretary of State, or what do you think Muppet's wanting? Sec Def?
I think he's looking at Secretary of State, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, if I need a shop broom, I know where to go. I mean, that guy's got a stash you wouldn't believe. We'll be right back in 70 seconds. Hour number four, InfoWars.com/show. They hate the broadcast. They hate it. Keep spreading the word. You're the InfoWar. You're the winners. I love you. 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 I love you.